This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, January 28th, 2014. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we find out kind of why Dr. Lonnie Smith is Doctor. The legendary jazz master of the Hammond B3 organ will play in Fayetteville this weekend. He'll talk to Robert Ginsberg about his music and his career.
And a survey to help gauge the direction for the city of Rogers as growth continues.
First, the Jones Center in Springdale wants to make improvements to the facility's outdoor amenities. The plans include building a canopy structure over basketball courts in the center's community park area west of the Jones Center building. Ed Clifford, chief executive officer of the Jones Center, says the construction could extend the usability of the courts from about 6 partial months out of the year to about 9 months that wouldn't be interrupted by rain.
And that is sort of pushed on us because we've established a number of leagues, foosball and volleyball and basketball leagues that have become really popular. And so they tend to tie up the basketball court gym area within the building. And so a lot of the people who used to come just to pick up games in basketball are finding themselves having to wait long periods of time to get to court. So this would allow us to have more people playing basketball and probably using community park more.
The project could also include other recreational facilities, such as converting the old ropes course into 4 soccer fields. But before any of that can happen, the Jones Center needs roughly $475,000 to complete the project, which is why the Jones Center asked Springdale city officials to join in a public-private partnership.
That may or may not be possible. It's an interesting question whether or not a city can spend dollars, public dollars, and locate those dollars on a private property and private facility. We think since it's a community park, it's really not a private facility. We maintain it, but the public uses that whole community park to the west of Jones Center. So we think it makes some sense for East Springdale to be able to expand the recreation opportunity. But it's an interesting legal question. I know the Springdale city attorney is looking at it, and some of the city councils are looking at it. So for us, it's beginning a dialogue about how we can better serve all of Springdale.
Barring any public-private partnership with the city, Clifford says the Jones Center could raise funds for the project through individual donations, grants, or foundation support, much like the center does for its endowment. Clifford says over the past 2 years, the Jones Center has raised $25 million for that endowment.
If all goes according to plan, 2014 will be a busy year for construction of trails in Fayetteville. In a few months, work will begin on portions of the Town Branch Trail. Matt Mihalovich is trails coordinator for the city of Fayetteville.
The first phase that we're building is actually 0.6 miles long, running from Great House Park east toward South School or 71B, and it runs along part of the university's Research Technology Park. There is actually another section of it that's built over by Crown Apartments by Razorback Road. So this is a pretty big east-west connection trail kind of for the south part of town. It'll also tie into the Frisco Trail at Walker Park.
Town Branch Trail, which will be a part of the Razorback Regional Greenway, is only one project for 2014. Mihalovich says several other projects will be moving forward or completed during the year.
The Frisco Trail Southern Extension, that goes from MLK and actually under MLK through the tunnel and then swings around across the South School and then ties in with Walker Park. That's about a half-mile trail that construction's been going really well on it. It started back in August, but we hope to have it finished in late spring, potentially around the 1st of April, to have it all finished and open to the public. And also up north, tying in with Lake Fayetteville, is there's the Clear Creek Trail, which that's a 2.5 mile trail that's going to connect up from the Skull Creek Trail up to Lake Fayetteville. And we expect that to be finished in the late spring, too.
While all of those projects are being built by contracted crews, the city's own in-house trails construction crew will be working on the Salagee Trail, which is a 1.7-mile-long trail that will run south of and parallel to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and will eventually connect 3 large student apartment complexes to the city's trail system.
New jobless numbers are out today for the state. According to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, December's unemployment rate for Arkansas was 7.4%, a tenth of a percent decrease from November, but still three-tenths of a percentage higher than the state's jobless rate for December 2012.
Springdale-based poultry company George's is recalling 1.25 million pounds of frozen pan-fried chicken tender products. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced the recall yesterday. The recall was issued because the company failed to include wheat, an allergen for some, on the product's labels. The issue was discovered during a routine label review, and George's notified the Food Safety Inspection Service. The recalled products include cases of uncooked breaded chicken breast tenderloins and tenderloin fritters packaged between February of last year and the beginning of this year. For more information on the recall, you can visit fsis.usda.gov.
A faculty member at Northwest Arkansas Community College has been named to a national board aimed at increasing the proliferation of science-based education. Dr. Wendy Williams, a mathematics faculty member at NWAC and a member of the Earth Sciences Department faculty at the University of Arkansas in Little Rock, was one of six new members elected to the board of directors for the National Triangle Coalition for STEM Education. According to the City Wire, the coalition is a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit that focuses on communication, advocacy, and programming efforts to advance science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education for all students.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 8 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 15 in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect sunny skies tomorrow with a high near 39, but a wind chill as low as 10 in northwest Arkansas and a high near 42 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows around 26 degrees.
This is Ozarks at Large.